Welcome to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldine, and this week I have Anita Dodson from the Sou'wester Garden Club. Good morning.
Anita Kelsey.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm all missed.
Good morning.
good morning. And Ann Pilger, you're also from the Sou'wester Garden Club, right?
Correct.
So tell me, this weekend there is a big deal. It's your annual, the Sou'wester Garden Club's annual sale.
Plant sale,
uh-huh.
At the convention center this year.
And okay. This is new this year. Uh-huh. Our first time there at the convention center, and we have lots of room in the Nekonicum room right next to the river.
Okay, and now so in the past, the sale's been in different really small venues, right?
Right.
And really overflowing with lots and lots of plants.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so now a bigger venue, you can spread out more, or are there going to be a lot more plants?
Well, there will be a lot more plants. One person is bringing 100 plants.
Wow.
So that's going to help, and we hope to have them all on the tables this year instead of under the tables and every place else.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, one thing about plant geeks is we don't care where the plants are. We just want to get them in our hands.
That's
okay.
Right.
So where are the plants coming from?
From all the members. They've been working hard this last spring, digging, transplanting, and dividing their plants.
Okay, so we're talking about locally grown and propagated plants that will do well in the Lower Columbia region.
In our area, correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now they're not all grown in the sand at the beach, right? They're all
no.
over.
All they're all over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do the members come from beyond Seaside?
Yeah, we have Seaside, Hammond, Warrenton, Gearhart, even down Arch Cape, that area, mm-hmm. One or two.
Okay.
Gearhart,
all right.
Yeah.
So what kind of plants are we talking about?
Well, we have veggies, tomatoes, cucumbers, sweet peas.
And so these have all been started by people?
Yes. Those are from seeds, most of
uh-huh,
them.
Uh-huh.
And then we have, you name it, the different flowers and bushes, even some cut flowers. We have a few trees sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fuchsias.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some hanging baskets this year. And also we're going to have
I don't remember. Well, we have daylilies. Daylilies and
okay.
Irises.
Oh, great. Okay, now irises are blooming right now. So are some of the irises blooming in pots, or are they little ones?
About a year old mine are, but uh-huh. they've already bloomed. But the daylilies should be opening the day of the sale.
Nice. Okay.
And then our main thing is our raffle item for scholarships. We gave two $1,500 scholarships this year.
Wow.
Right.
Were these to students, graduating seniors who are interested in, they're plant people like us?
The first one was for Miguel Velasquez, and he's an Astoria High School graduate.
Uh-huh.
And he was completing his transfer degree at Community College, well, Clatsop Community College.
Uh-huh.
And he's going into environmental studies.
Oh, great.
And then Alana Kiefer, a Seaside School graduate, is a freshman at Oregon State University, and she's going for a career in marine biology.
Uh-huh. So it isn't necessarily that they're plant-related people.
It's in a general, we've had to expand a little bit to get more applicants each
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm. So then money from the sale goes for the
scholarship.
That's a lot of money to give.
The from the raffle. Every penny from the raffle. And we have three raffle items. And every penny of that goes for our scholarship
okay,
fund.
Okay, so tell me about, did you say what the raffle is?
No.
We have three raffles.
Okay.
You're going to be able to buy your ticket and choose which one you want.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And one of them is going to be a tiered planter. And the other one is going to be a ladder with some kind of planter on it.
Uh-huh.
And the other one's going to be a window with some kind of planter on it. Everybody has a new idea.
Oh, nice. Okay, so people can bid on those, and that money goes for scholarships. Well,
correct.
that is great. That sounds like a lot of fun. I've gone to the sale many times over the years and love it. Yeah. And I plan to be there this probably early because, you know, there's that if you get to the sale late, you might miss the thing that you wanted the most.
All the good stuff.
Right. Well, I don't know. If there's 100, who's bringing it, and what is it that you're getting 100 of the same
we
thing?
We don't know, but she has miniature roses and anything that grows on her porch.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And the Orchid Society is coming. The Sunset Orchid Society that meets in Astoria is bringing plants for sale.
They are.
And they also are bringing edible plants.
Edible plants?
Yes.
You mean as in vegetables?
No. No, well, like calendulas, you can eat those, nasturtiums, those kind of things.
Pansies.
Oh, God, that's going to be fun. Oh, is there any other groups tagging on besides the Sunset Empire Orchid Society?
What about our contest?
Not that I know of.
No
that's
other
groups.
That's
great to have the Orchid Society.
Yeah.
Right. And then we've had, for the topiary, the three-tiered planter, 7Ds donated the plants for that. Uh-huh. And then Natural Nook, Kathy Cates, she's donated plants for one of the other raffle items.
It'll be nice quality plants.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's
for sure.
Great. That's great. Okay, so this is at the Convention Center in Seaside, which is on
First Avenue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's all that parking on the west.
Yeah, right? Parking's better, and just bathrooms. The whole thing is a much bigger, airier, mm-hmm. nicer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the hours of the sale are from 9 to
3.
Okay.
And the raffle is going to be drawn about 2:30.
Okay. Do you need to be present to win?
No.
Okay. So then
we'll call them. Okay. Deliver.
Well, watch what you bite off there. Sometimes delivering is...
That's right.
I'm in Garibaldi or, you know. I mean, you never know. Or I'm in Ocean Park.
That's true.
There might need to be some compromise. Like next time we're both in Astoria, or the next time we're both in Seaside, we will meet, right? Okay, so I want to talk about you don't just work at the Southwestern Garden Club. You also have your own gardens, right?
Yes.
Okay, so and you're both in Seaside.
Correct.
All right, Anita, you're closer to the beach.
I'm right on the beach, and the wind blows fiercely.
Okay. And what do you do the best with in your garden?
The best. I grow fuchsias on the back of the house.
And back as in away from the wind.
Oh, east, yes.
Okay, away from the wind. And
and the sun.
Do you grow them in baskets?
Yes. Uh-huh. I have 9 hanging baskets on the back of my house made out of fishing floats that I found on the beach.
Wow. Oh, that sounds beautiful.
We're going to have one for sale, too.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, and now, what have you given up on that you just can't do where you are?
Well, I can't do tall tulips or nasturtiums. The wind comes along and knocks them right down. And the tulips are always out in March, and it never fails. It hails on them, and that's it.
Yeah. That sounds like a usual March, although not so much this March.
Right. But it waited until the end of March this year.
Right. Spring break. Right.
Yeah.
It waited until spring
right.
break. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Ann, so what about you? You live farther from the beach up on the hill.
Right. I live halfway up the hill.
Okay.
Just outside of the tsunami area.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Anita will be coming to your house.
I've had many people say they were going to come to my house.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It might come to pass that does happen.
Anyway, I do very well with bearded irises and daylilies.
Do you think it's because it's nice and warm up there?
I don't. Well, maybe.
Do you have good sun?
I have good. Yeah, a lot of sun and good soil. I've purchased the good organic soils.
Uh-huh. And over the years, you just keep adding more and more.
Correct.
Yeah. How often do you move, lift, and divide your irises?
About every 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. It depends. If they look they're not blooming as well this year, you know that you need to divide before next year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't lift the whole thing. I cut part of it out and leave the other where it was.
And then, okay, now, do you eventually run into, I'm worried about this, I've fallen in love with some new irises that I have to have, and I'm wondering where to put them. So if you keep dividing, where do you keep putting them? Do you build new beds?
Maybe that, or you give to your friend, neighbors, or you put them in a plant sale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're always open to, you just have to make sure they're debugged and deslugged.
Oh, God. Yeah. You know, that's how I've gotten so many pests in my garden. Mm. I got snails for the first time a couple of years that came as tag-along.
Right.
Very annoying. You think, oh, come on.
Yeah.
How could you sell me a plant with snails in it? So now I'm forever finding snails big. Mm. I mean, you know, like an inch.
They grow fast.
Wow.
And I throw them out on the street and hope that they either get run over or picked up by a bird.
Yeah, well, you could dunk them in a container with soapy water, and they won't survive that.
Okay. I think I'm too pissed off when I find them.
I used to put out little trays of beer, and they fall in that, and they die.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Makes a big mess, though.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. When I put them on the street, they're always gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, the birds maybe get them.
Right.
Dime, ¿para quién son esos ojos negros que se sienten solos? ¿Para quién tu timidez? Yo sé de un lugar que tiene ríos intensos en su interior.
And we're back. You're listening to Digging the Dirt. I am with Anita and Ann, and we're talking about the Sou'wester Garden Club's annual plant sale, which is this Saturday, the 30th, from 9 to 3 at the Seaside Convention Center. Now, I didn't realize this. The Sou'wester Garden Club is about as old as I am.
It started in 1956.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you know who started it?
Well, they were from Gearhart, and we've got a picture of six of the ladies that started it. I don't remember their names, but we do have a picture of these ladies. And it's interesting. They all happened to be wearing glasses, which I thought was unusual.
In 1956,
Right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they were the charter members.
Uh-huh. That's great. Well, I mean, it's funny how we people with like interests group together and make organizations of all different kinds. Correct. We have our radio group, we have the orchid group, we have general gardening groups, we have all kinds.
Sewing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Quilting. Right, right. And so it goes with gardening. What have you been doing in your yard to make it more fertile? At the beach, or do you not garden outside at all?
Oh, I'm living in a condo now, but I have a deck, and it is just covered with blooms.
Oh, nice.
I have to buy my own dirt and put them in containers.
Oh, so you're not even, okay, so you're not having to deal with the sand.
Oh, yeah, I go out there and deal with it every day.
but not the plant.
Oh, no, I put dirt in. I had to fill a lot of truckloads of dirt to get any garden around that house.
Mm-hmm.
Sands underneath all that.
Mm-hmm. But you're not there anymore.
I'm there most of the time.
Oh,
working
wait.
In the yard.
Okay, wait. So you live in a condo and you have your house.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay, so you're by household. Yeah. I don't think that's a word, but I just made it up.
You made it up.
So, okay. So, yeah. What do you add? What have you found to be the most effective thing to add to your soil?
I just get good fertilizer. Once I went out and bought a big truckload of their nice, rich soil, but I got a lot of weeds with that, too.
Oh,
that's been keeping me busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, is that recent?
Oh, a couple years ago, but I'm still working on them.
As in, was that like manure?
No, I don't know. It was just a rich loam in the spring.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, we've certainly gotten lots of bugs. We got from manure years ago, we got sawflies, which become pear slug. The larval form is a pear slug.
Wow.
Oh, man, we imported a headache. It was like this green goo all over the leaves of fruit trees. It was lovely. and then they would, you know, they would morph into these flies and fly all over. They weren't stinging flies, but it was, that was something. We've also had lots of weeds come with whatever you buy. I mean, obviously, if you buy a bag of something and it's been sterilized, you're not going to get weed seeds. But if you buy something from a farm, you're likely to get some, likely to get seeds and likely to get stuff that you might not like tagalongs.
The only one that I had really good luck with was from Dave Darling's out on the highway in Gearhart. He has really good soils. Some was from Boardman, and you can do a combination
of topsoil and compost.
Right. Mm-hmm. And is that West Wind out there?
Oh, right. There, yeah, on the highway.
Mm-hmm. His soils, and I didn't have weed seeds and stuff with his stuff.
That's great. So,
So I had a couple dump truck loads when I first purchased my land. Had the good stuff brought in.
On top of the other. So was your house a new house? And so then had they like stripped off all the topsoil?
Right. So then I did this, and then each year I buy the Dr. Earth's organic in the bags and add, and plus fertilizer. Keep it nice and rich.
I do that as well. And I also go to farms and get old composted whatever manure and deal with the weeds and deal with the slugs and the snails whatever. If you don't add, your soil wears out.
Right.
Just like if we didn't eat, we'd wear out. You know, we've got to eat as well.
Right.
So what are your favorite things going to be at the sale?
Oh, well, we have a lot of things, baked goods, breads, jams,
cookies,
things like that. Those are always a big one. And then just pretty plants that look good and in good condition that, I think I need one of those.
You know, people talk about that you shouldn't buy plants in the one or the twos.
Oh, they say mass plantings and stuff. Yeah. No, I buy one of this and one of that.
I like a variety.
All right. Well,
anything I haven't tried before.
Yeah, it's fun to try new things. Well, I'm always on the hunt for varieties of tomatoes that do well here. So small tomatoes that are short season. And so I'll almost always buy one of those, even no matter how many. I mean, we started about 7 varieties of tomato from seed and have way too many plants, but I still would buy one. I think I'd always buy irises, no matter how many I have. Daylilies, pretty much. Maybe a strawberry.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, there's some things it just seems like you can never have too many of, even though you have a ton of them.
Yeah. And then we usually have a lot of snapdragons. They're a happy, colorful plant.
You know, they like seaside. I think they do better in seaside than in Astoria.
Maybe the
dahlias do very well around here. We used to do a lot of dahlias, but it became kind of unpredictable. It goes with the weather, and we couldn't quite hit the show in the fall, so then we changed to the spring when everybody's planting.
Oh.
So we will have quite a few dahlias also.
Oh, nice. Oh, good. Will there be someone to tell people how to do them right?
Yes.
Most of them are supposed to have pictures or name tags, and then we will have some of the girls, one that used to work at 70s years ago when it was before 70s took over.
Raintree.
Raintree. And we have several that are very knowledgeable. Plus, they'll have their special books that they can do research on.
And they'll be running around helping, answering any questions.
Okay, I have a garden question. I have a mound of dahlias that I wasn't sure what it was during the winter. And it had heaved up, and they're showing, and I wasn't really sure, and I didn't want to mess with them. Well, now here it is. Now everything's growing, and they're half out of the ground. Am I going to have a problem this year?
Well, it's going to be hard, but you might just dig them up and divide them. It has to happen every once in a while, and when they get that high, there's a lot of them there.
Oh, is that what it is?
Cutting, so there's a bud on each one, and then they have to dry a day or two before you replant. But you can leave some of those sprouts on, or you can cut those sprouts out, and you can even root them to get new plants.
So you think right now, even in the growing time, it's not going to kill the whole deal?
No.
Well, you know what? I'm one of those that'll do half of something. So I would maybe take half of it and try one way, and the other half leave it there and see what happens.
Okay. Oh, right. That's a good idea. Yeah. I can do that. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's hard to, I don't know. I forget more than I think. I put something in a place and I know for sure I'm going to remember.
Oh, right.
And a month later, I do not remember.
Mm-hmm. You have to draw a map, a plan, or get more stakes with names on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, the stakes bleach out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or they break.
Mm-hmm. They fade.
They fade. Right. Yeah. I use permanent marker, but
even that.
Yeah, even mm-hmm. that, eventually they disappear or they break. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or the deer pick them up.
Oh.
There were two very, very small, barely fawn-looking deer yesterday. Oh. They didn't have spots, but they were really small, wandering in my yard.
Oh, wow.
And I went out and had a talk with them.
Yes. Don't come back.
I went out, and then they did. A few hours later, they were back in the yard again, and looks like they brought Mom the second time.
Yeah.
Or maybe Mom brought them.
They're so pretty.
Yeah, but they are deadly. Yes. I mean, they'll eat, I don't know if they'll eat the iris bloom.
I don't know, but they tromp through things too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, last spring, early summer, I came out and had a close encounter with a deer at one of my vegetable beds, flicking beets by the greens out of the ground and tossing the root away and just eating the greens and just having made a mess in the bed, tromping the bed and just...
Yes, go away.
But you know, all you have to do is put out some bird netting over the bed and then they won't get in it.
Yeah, right.
And they've been walking in my bed.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like they may have been digging up potatoes.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. All right. So any last thoughts about the sale? Or anything about the Southwester Garden Club you want to tell me?
Well, the Southwester Garden Club, like we say, has been together since 56. And some of the things that we do and have been doing for quite some time is we do an entry for the Festival of Trees. And that helps generate some of the funds for the Seaside Hospital. And we've always been successful at that. Tomorrow, we're doing our Cups of Cheer, and we take teacups and put Oasis in it and then make little arrangements, and we take those to all the care centers in Seaside for the seniors.
Uh-huh.
We've done wreath-making classes. We had Veronica Williams came to our meeting one time and was a specialist on mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. You have a regular meeting?
Every the third Wednesday of every month, except for the two summer months.
Okay.
And we always have a program of some sort. One of us will do a program, possibly, or we have someone come in.
Uh-huh. Wait, so which Wednesday of the month?
Third.
The third Wednesday. And is there a time?
Oh, is it the third or fourth?
Fourth.
Fourth, I'm sorry. The fourth Wednesday.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're usually through by noon.
At the Chisholm Center.
Yeah. Okay, so at the community center. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where the plant sale used to be.
That's it. And it was so small. Yes.
And I can't even remember when it was like a house.
Years ago? I'm not sure. I wasn't part of the club then.
Well, we used to have a judge show, you know, every year, but it got to be too much work for everybody. They had to
judge
get
shows
early.
Are hard work.
Yes.
For sure.
So, okay. So, if someone's listening to this and they want to become a member, Oh, great. Okay.
Absolutely.
How about contact? Who should they call if they want to, like, find out exactly? They don't want to miss the day.
The day, any one of us. Well,
pick somebody, you know, give your contact.
Well, Ann Pilger.
Okay.
At 738-6786.
Okay. Great. And so
and
if you
can call me about the show, Anita Kelsey, 503-738-7200.
Oh, that's a nice, easy phone number. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you both for coming in. I'm looking forward to the sale.
Oh, good.
I haven't been in a couple of years, so I'm looking forward
to it. Come early.
Yeah, coming early. Well, I'm not great on early, but at least coming. So let's just do again. Saturday, 9 to 3 at the Seaside Convention Center, the Southwestern Garden Club's annual plant sale with raffle and
scholarship fund.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good treats to have. Thank you both for coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad
thank
we got
you.
To talk about this.